From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. Lee County residents overwhelmingly voted to continue the Conservation 2020 program last week that sets aside tax dollars to purchase and manage environmentally sensitive land. WGCU's Jessica Mazaros has more.
Lee County owns about 25,000 acres of preserved property through the Conservation 2020 program. And now more than 80% of voters said yes to continuing the project. Barbara Manzo is with a group that advocated for this. She was also deputy director of Lee's Parks and Rec when this started 20 years ago. Manzo says conserving local lands is more important now than ever because Lee County's population is expanding and so is development.
The county may very well end up at a point where there is no more land to buy. I mean, at the rate that the county is growing, it's imperative to continue to conserve and preserve so that a larger percentage of our land is in the public hands so that we can preserve it.
Manzo says the natural properties are critical because they store and filter water. And they're also habitats for wildlife like threatened gopher tortoises and endangered Florida panthers. Manzo says the county has been eyeing certain parcels of land for years, and there's still more work to be done. Jessica Mazaros, WGCU News.